This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today in a case testing how to evaluate when jury selection in a criminal case has been impermissibly tainted by racial bias. The case involves a black defendant in Louisiana who was sentenced to death by an all-white jury for killing his estranged wife's male friend. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Setting the standards for proving discrimination in jury selection has been a work in progress for the Supreme Court for decades. Most recently, in a Texas death penalty case, the court twice ruled unconstitutional a pattern of striking prospective black jurors from the final jury panel because the justices said the totality of the circumstances indicated that race had been one of the motivating factors. In today's case, the prosecutor used nearly half of his allotted peremptory challenges, that is, challenges for no stated reason, to strike all five qualified black jurors from the jury panel. In addition, the prosecutor in closing remarks compared this case to the then-fresh O.J. Simpson case and told the jury not to let this defendant get away with it. Today's argument focused first on a procedure known as backstriking. In order to prove racial discrimination, a defense lawyer first has to show a pattern of racially motivated jury strikes, and then the prosecutor has to show non-racial reasons for the strikes. But in this case, the prosecutor did not strike all five black jurors initially. Instead, he accepted some, struck others, and then went back at the end of the process to strike the remaining black jurors. Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Scalia indicated today that regardless, they are loath to second-guess the trial judge's conclusion that there was no racial motive. Lawyer Stephen Bright, representing the defendant, countered that there was no objective reason for striking the black prospective jurors. To illustrate his case, lawyer Bright pointed to a 26-year-old African-American named Jeffrey Brooks, who was initially accepted by the prosecution and then later struck. The prosecutor said he struck Brooks because the college student was worried about missing his practice teaching. But lawyer Bright said the judge told the jurors the trial would only take a few days, and the court clerk called the dean of the college, who'd given assurances that missing a few days would be no problem. Still, Brooks was struck, in contrast to white jurors who had far more problems and were not struck. For example, a contractor who had two houses under construction, a wife coming home from surgery, and no one at home to help. Justice Stevens raised the question of the prosecutor's O.J. statement to the jury. Lawyer Bright responded that the prosecutor had broken a promise to the judge that he would not repeat the O.J. comparison he'd been making in the press. Justice Scalia, so what? Sue him. Answer, it's a very racially polarizing case. Justice Scalia, it's also a case where a man killed his wife with a knife and feigned mental illness. Answer, I think the lesson the prosecutor learned from the O.J. verdict was, we're not going to let blacks on juries. Defending the prosecutor's conduct, Louisiana Assistant Attorney General Terry Boudreaux faced a barrage of skeptical questions. Justice Souter noted that the judge had ruled the O.J. statements to the jury were not racially prejudicial because, the judge said, the prosecutor did not mention either defendant's race. Now that, said Justice Souter caustically, is not a critical mind at work. Do you think that if the defendant had been white, the O.J. case would have been mentioned? Chief Justice Roberts, do you think the prosecutor would have made the statement if there'd been a black person on the jury? There was a long pause, and then Assistant Attorney General Boudreaux answered, yes. Chief Justice Roberts, can the defense lawyer go back and object to previous jury strikes after back strikes show a racial pattern? Answer, yes, but the struck jurors may already be on their way home. Justice Anthony Kennedy, who may be the deciding vote in this case, asked just one question, alluding to an opinion he wrote last term, allowing judges great discretion in jury selection. He asked whether a different standard might apply in cases of alleged racial bias. No, replied the state assistant attorney general. The same standard should apply. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.